we have an email from Sonia, who's being groomed for a leadership position within her company. She's just found out they're ready to go ahead with the reorganization and move her up, but she's worried. She writes, in part, "The issue for many companies is the compensation for internal hires versus external hires. My experience has shown that companies are more open to negotiating and approving a more competitive salary for the external versus the internal. How do I best address this? Is it typical for a company to be more willing to negotiate that salary when they hire an external candidate?"
Absolutely. It's just like dating. Oh, this person over here, we want to really attract them. We want to get them to choose us. And you get into negotiations with this external person, and sure enough, that money goes up and up and up.
What kind of research does she need to do before she jumps in? Shouldn't she sort of have an idea of where she needs to start that negotiation?
Yes. So there are three possible avenues for her to do research. And so the first place, just the internet. There's lots of sites out there that provide competitive analysis on your salaries, all the way down to your role and your region. Second place to look is talk to friends, colleagues, folks within your sphere of influence. Ask folks, you know, what would be a reasonable amount of money that someone in that role over there should get paid? So I would recommend 3 to 4 good conversations over the phone or email exchanges to try and get some more specific numbers. And then a third place is actually go out and do a little bit of a job seeking yourself. It's a bolder move, but another way to push that envelope is to say, hey, look, I know you're offering me this for this job. I really appreciate that. I've got an offer over here to do the same thing, and it's paying me this much more.
So she's done her research. Now how does she start that conversation about how much she needs to get paid?
Start off by saying, I want to tell you how much I've appreciated not only working for you, but working here, and how excited I am about this new opportunity. Start off positive. I have discovered, though, that there's a gap I'd like to talk to you about, and it has to do with my salary. Let's talk about how we can narrow that gap. Now, the gap is $4,000 or $8,000. Lots of ways to solve that gap. Easy way is $4,000 or $8,000. Another way might be they pay for additional training or some kind of professional development amount. Maybe you want more vacation days. Maybe you want time off on Friday afternoons. Consider everything and anything under the sun.
Now, if the negotiation doesn't go well for Sonia, what does she do?
There is a probability, not a likelihood, but a probability that the boss says, I'm sorry, this is it. So she has to be honest with herself. If they say no, are you prepared to walk? Are you prepared to leave? I would never encourage someone to just say, okay, I'll just accept no. Go back in there and renegotiate. Can we revisit this in 3 months? Be clear that you're not happy. Be clear that your needs aren't met yet.
We're happy to take your questions about your workplace and career. Submit them through Brandon's blog at gpb.org/radio. Good luck to Sonia in her new job, and thanks for your insights, Brandon.
Joshua, my pleasure. I'll see you next week.